This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. The Jefferson County School Board has voted to close two kindergarten through eighth grade schools. CPR education reporter Jenny Brundine has more.
Coal Creek Canyon K through 8 is the district's smallest K-8 school, serving less than 100 students, a 45% enrollment decline since 2019. The district will try to find a charter school by January to take over operating the school next year. Arvada K-8, with 560 students, uses just 60% of the school's capacity. The 4-1 vote follows the closure of 16 elementary schools last year. A closure plan was developed after two decades of declining enrollment and shifting demographics. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
I-25 is closed in both directions just north of Pueblo. A BNSF railway train carrying coal derailed over that section of road Sunday afternoon. The train bridge appears to have collapsed onto the highway. It crushed a semi-truck whose driver died. Footage from the Colorado State Patrol shows over a dozen train cars on their sides, covering the area with coal. A Colorado State Patrol spokesperson said it isn't clear whether the train derailed due to the bridge collapse or if the bridge collapse was caused by the derailment. The hype surrounding the CU Buffaloes football team made its way onto the season premiere of Saturday Night Live this weekend. Longtime cast member Kenan Thompson appeared as head coach Deion Sanders on Weekend Update.
What about me makes you think that I care about what you think about me? You don't understand that my team has it all, man. Coaching, genius. Offense, explosive. Defense, try it.
Sanders and the Buffs are 4-3 this season. The team lost to Stanford over the weekend in double overtime. Come find more of the latest Colorado news at CPR.org.